This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Governor Jared Polis has signed a major air quality package into law. As CPR's Sam Brash reports, it includes a $65 million investment in electric school buses.
The program amounts to the largest commitment to electric school buses of any state in the country. That's according to Atlas EV Hub, a website tracking the electric vehicle market. By replacing diesel buses, Colorado hopes to help school districts protect kids from a potent form of air pollution. It comes in addition to a $5 billion federal program to help schools pay for the pricier but cleaner buses. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Voter rights groups want Colorado Springs to move its municipal elections from April to November, citing racial discrimination. A lawsuit filed against the city last week says when an election is held can result in unfair practices just as much as where or how the election takes place. Mike Williams is the executive director of Citizens Project, one of the plaintiffs.
We're one of the fastest growing cities in the country, one of the best places to live, and our representation at the city level doesn't really reflect the community at this point.
The suit says non-white registered voters are about half as likely to participate in off-year April elections when compared to white registered voters. The city declined to comment on the lawsuit. A Colorado Rockies baseball player has been named the National League's Player of the Week. Infielder Brendan Rodgers earned the honor for the first time after hitting 4 home runs and scoring 10 runs in 7 games. This is CPR News and KRCC. And while we're at it, let's give shout-outs to a couple of CPR's donors like Martin in Longmont, Marianne in Denver, and Steve in Grand Junction. Thank you all for supporting us. If you want to support CPR, come to cpr.org/support.